Great to have high school football back. All the delays and everything else that took place in March, final week, just this past Saturday. And we got the playoffs looming large. Sponsored this report by the Riverwalk Bar and Grill. All the meals, by the way, made fresh every day. You have Chef John constantly on hand, providing everything. Burgers, steaks, seafood, Riverwalk sorbets remain top-notch along the edge of the Conic Avenue parking lot, Riverhead. We tell you about that every morning. Great. So Riverwalk Bar and Grill. Mr. Rob, how are you, sir? Mr. DePiro, we got playoffs, football, always a lot of fun on the island, right?
Yeah, Jay. Unfortunately, these would have been phenomenal must-attend games this past weekend. As you know, you practically still can't get in to see these games. And the regular season wrapped up Friday night with two blockbuster matchups of unbeatens. We're going to start with Belport and West Islip. Belport, by the way, has a huge star. He's been busting loose for like three or four touchdowns a week, it seems. That would be Kashawn Parrish. However, kept in check for the first time all season by West Islip Friday night. West Islip's Joe Constantino is the star of that game. 263 yards, two touchdowns, unbeaten. West Islip and Belport square off. It goes to West Islip 24-14, and the key drive in that game was a fourth quarter drive by the Lions' Constantino. Getting back to Parrish, he is described by his quarterback, Jack Halpin, quote, "We have a guy that can score on any play at any time." As a matter of fact, Jay, he actually got two touchdowns on fourth down plays last Friday, not the Friday, but the Friday where they went up to 4-0. But anyway, Belport, West Islip, obviously these teams will all be making the playoffs. You had basically one versus two in each division this past week with these matchups. They scheduled them perfectly. Shoreham Wading River have been dominant, Jay. I don't know, like 5, 6, 7 years. They used to be a last-place team. Now they're as powerful as Floyd. Chris Vicinton, he amasses 160 yards, one touchdown. Wildcats 41, Bayport Blue Point 10. Their star for the Wildcats, David Tedesco, two touchdowns. Johnny Schwartz, 140 yards. And Vicinton, not only running with the ball, Jay, but he also threw a 9-yard touchdown pass to Schwartz. Shoreham Wading River finishes unbeaten at 5-0. We had probably what would have been the biggest matchup, Sayville and West Hampton Beach. The Golden Flashes, the Hurricanes, they were actually ranked 1 and 3 in Newsday's small schools for the entire island. However, both Giants the past few years, West Hampton Beach, kind of like Shoreham Wading River, whatever's gotten into them the past 10 years, they've been in the, you know, at the top most of those years. However, 500 yards passing, 5 touchdowns by the Golden Flashes' quarterback, Jack Cheshire. Sava really produces quarterbacks, don't they?
Cone, yeah, no question.
Jack Cone, now Jack Cheshire. Golden Flashes, this is an unexpected route. A lot of people thought this was going to go down to the wire. But 47-21, again, I mentioned the 500 yards by Cheshire. C.J. Messina, an 81-yard touchdown reception. West Hampton Beach's Aiden Castera kept in check. He's had a great year. The way they're going to work this now, Jay, is the first-place finisher. You have 8 divisions, right? The first-place finisher in Division One will play the second-place winner in Division Two. So just to kind of wrap it up, what we're looking at will be Belport will be at Northport either Friday or Saturday night. Half Hollow Hills East will be at West Islip. Sayville will be home against Hophog. West Hampton Beach will take on East Islip. East Islip led by the phenomenal Leo Lopez. Shoreham Wading River will host John Glenn. That will be at the Wildcats Field. A beautiful field up there. It's about, I don't know, 10 years redone. Sachem North will be at Floyd. So what you do is you kind of have the same powers as you've had really the past 2 years. There's no new team in there. You just have the existing names that are getting better and better. I mentioned Jack Cheshire in Sayville, also C.J. Messina. Joe Constantino from West Islip. And just to go through a couple more, I already mentioned Belport's guy, but you also have Jaden Green on Belport, William Floyd, Jazade Hall, and really, these are just kids to keep an eye on. So I wish that there'd be more attendance, that you would open things up a little more, but you have to follow protocol. As far as I know, it still remains only two parents or two individuals per student. So you'd probably be looking at, 80 maximum.
And this is all taking place next weekend, so Rob will be back with us on Monday for this. As far as how they fared, the report was sponsored by Riverwalk, great bar and grill, very popular sorbets sold by the pint, and they remain incredibly popular. Friendly tap rooms, and they got multiple TVs, can watch all the games. Great place, really is. The Riverwalk Bar and Grill, just off Conic Avenue parking lot, folks. In the great town of Riverhead, sir, enjoy the games. We'll keep an eye on things, no question. But always a lot of fun. It's good to have high school football back in the mix.
And Jay, it's only front. Two rounds of playoffs, too. So you'll have playoffs this weekend and next weekend. So instead of the typical 4 weeks, it's, you know, it will be only 2 weekends starting Friday night and then the following weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Good stuff. Good to have it back. Listen, you want to see more people. When the stands are open and full, you have a ton of folks there. But it'll still, at least there's something, right, as far as the play. Listen, my kids were in postseason stuff in football. It's always a lot of fun.